This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Throughout the coronavirus crisis, we've set aside time every Friday to get perspective on the national response from 12th District Congresswoman Debbie Dingell. We've come a long way, and we have a long way yet to go. And we will get to that subject matter before the morning is out, but right now, our community is hurting for a different reason. A white Washtenaw County Sheriff's deputy is on paid leave and under internal investigation following a violent encounter with a black Ypsilanti Township woman. It was caught on cell phone video. For those of you who have seen it, you know how upsetting it is to watch. There have been 3 days of protests outside the sheriff's office, drawing hundreds of people demanding justice. Representative Dingell, thank you once again for your time today.
Good to be with you, David.
I assume you saw the video I was just referring to, and we've had a few days to digest it now. As time goes on, we think more and more about it, and we should think more about it, but I think there is also value to remember and keep in mind the first reaction we have, because it can be so informative. What was your reaction when you saw it?
Whenever you see a video of that kind of violence, it can do nothing but disturb you and, quite frankly, make you angry. I have been deeply disturbed by this all week, and have been very focused on what happened in Washtenaw because it's who I represent. But what you are watching happening in Minneapolis, the fact that the President of the United States is talking about shooting people instead of trying to bring us together or to get us to see what is happening in our country is, I honestly am very worried about the fear and the hatred that is being stoked in this country right now.
And rightfully so. And for those who are unaware, President Trump tweeted, and I paraphrase, if you start looting, we'll start shooting. And that obviously can stir up some sentiments. And what happened in Minneapolis was the death of George Floyd. He died after a police officer there used his knee to put enough pressure on his neck that he couldn't breathe. The protesters have burned down a police station. Violence and looting continues to escalate. A black and Hispanic identifying CNN reporter and his crew were arrested on live TV this morning while covering those protests there. And it, again, is escalating. So there was also a protest in Louisville. 7 people shot there, where the gathered were calling for justice for Breonna Taylor. She was an EMT who was home and sleeping when police entered her apartment on a no-knock warrant for an alleged drug activity, and at least one officer opened fire, resulting in Ms. Taylor's death. Breonna was also an African-American. There are a lot of people who are just fed up. And Representative Dingell, do you understand why?
Yes, I do. This morning, as you know, I write a daily blog. And I didn't sleep last night. I remembered the nuns. And I remembered the Detroit riot. I was a kid, but it was a very scary time in our country's history then. And the nuns taught me. I had to have been a freshman in high school at the time. School I was going to close my junior and senior year. They took me to hear Dr. Martin Luther King in Grosse Pointe. I've never forgotten that. They taught me to understand the root issues. Why are people doing this? And I remember Dr. King saying, a riot is the language of the unheard. And what is it that America has failed to hear? And we need to understand what is happening in this country. I do know that fear and hatred is being stoked on all sides, but there are people that are, I'm going to tell you 2 stories. Matt Cohen was someone I worked with at General Motors, has been my friend. And 20 years ago, we were having this discussion. And he told me that he went to U of D High, and he would go out on weekends. And his friends would make him drive. And I said, why? Were you the designated driver? And he said, no, I'm white. And they were black. And if they drove, police would pull him over. If he drove, they would be okay. And a quick way, who's a friend of mine, an attorney in Washtenaw, asked me to attend a class she was teaching. It was for young black men about what to do if you get pulled by the police. And she said to them, you will be. And sitting through that class, I think sometimes we don't think about what it is like to be a young black person in this country. Now, the woman in Washington was an older, and I think that we do need to have a very thorough investigation. It must be transparent. And I will admit, I'm someone that urged the Attorney General to be the person that takes this case. I think it shouldn't be in Washington. I think Sheriff Clayton understands these issues better than many law enforcement across the country. But we need to make sure that there's a very open, transparent investigation and learn facts. But all of us have to take time to put ourselves in somebody else's shoes and understand why people are angry in this country.
This is 89.1 WEMU, and our conversation with 12th District U.S. Representative Debbie Dingell continues. We know that it is state government that sets and mandates its own set of certification standards for police. So as we try and put ourselves in someone else's shoes and understand what that is like, should we be exploring uniform federal standards that enhances de-escalation and racial sensitivity training for police?
Well, I know that we need to have that. I will say yes to that, but I want to be very careful to not be quick in saying what should be the next thing. I think that, look, our community is hurting. Let's just be honest. This has been a very deep setback for Washington. But what we're witnessing in Minneapolis, we need to understand what those root problems are. Why? And we need to even understand it's happening during COVID, where the African community is being disproportionately impacted, and why. So I'm not going to rush to say this is what we need to do, but I am going to tell you, as a country, as a nation, in a community, we have lost trust and respect that have begun to build. We're going to have to work at it again, and we are at a very troubled time again in our nation.
I want to harken back to something you mentioned just a few minutes ago, and that you have encouraged State Attorney General Dana Nessel to get involved in this incident in Washtenaw County and take over that investigation and see what can happen from a state perspective. What that calls into question is internal investigations. Sometimes that just exacerbates mistrust of police. It's cops investigating cops.
I had the conversation with the sheriff. Sheriff has an outside organization doing the investigation. I know he's having a press conference today. And it's the sheriff. The sheriff is the one that made the decision and knows what the transparency and trust really matter in this investigation. He is a very wise man. So he's got his own investigation, making sure that everybody provides the facts, he has an outside independent investigation going on, and also recognized that if it's stated the prosecutor's office, who will also be part of this investigation, if it's from Washtenaw, it won't have that independent air. People need trust that it's independent. So it was the sheriff that made that call. He is trying very hard to be open and to be transparent and to be fair to all, and quite frankly knows what this has done to the community and how we're going to have to rebuild trust again because of what has happened.
We're talking with Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Dingell on 89.1 WEMU. Well, protests are continuing across the nation, and more discussion will take place on race and policing, and all the while, we continue to deal with a global pandemic and the economic hardships it is causing. So to move to that subject matter for a moment, Governor Whitmer says this fiscal year will result in a $3 billion deficit for Michigan. Next year, a $3.2 billion deficit. And certainly Michigan's not alone. Every state is in trouble. The HEROES Act that the U.S. House passed last week is yet to reach the Senate floor. Is there relief coming?
I think that there will be relief. It's not moving as quickly as I would like it to be. But every senator is like every House member. We're talking to our governors. We're talking to our local mayors. I have 2 calls a week with my mayors and my state electeds, my county commissioners. I hear from them. I know what's happening. But I also know that even the Republican senators aren't deaf. They're hearing from the people they represent. They need help, and we get the help to them. And while Senator McConnell was 2 weeks ago saying, let the states go bankrupt, he has changed his tune. I was pleased to even see Senator McConnell wear a mask this weekend and call upon others that it wasn't a sign of weakness to wear a mask. But it's not as fast as I would like, but I do predict that before the end of June, there will be a bill that is going to bring relief to state and local governments.
I really appreciate your time and your perspective today.
Thank you, David.
That is 12th District Congresswoman Debbie Dingell. She joins us every Friday to provide perspective from a federal level on the national response to the coronavirus pandemic and its impacts in Michigan and Washtenaw County. For all COVID-19-related news and information from both WEMU and NPR, visit our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.